This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There is a plethora of news happening besides Afghanistan. And what that means is Democrats are screwing up in many, many more places. Welcome back, everybody. Or I should say welcome to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to get a hold of me. Listen, when you have a demented person in the White House, you cannot have good news. This, I can only try to equate this. I'm going to try to break this down into some ways that white folks can understand. If Ray Ray, your crackhead brother-in-law, wants the keys to your condo in Vail because he claims he's going to go ski, he ain't going skiing. He's going to go rip you off. Don't believe it. I'm glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Lots of cool things for you to get involved in. If you go to that website, you can read my articles. You can see me on video. If you are a super fan, we are going to give you so much inside stuff. Like, you're going to get the chance to hang out with me and Governor DeSantis here in Arizona. If you want to fly in or if you live here, we're going to bring one person to the VIP. It's a $5,000 ticket to get to this deal. It's a big deal. So you'll hear more about that. You'll see our project that we launched, the anti-vaccine campaign thing that we're doing, where we're doing these throwback to the 1940s, 50s, and 60s where they were segregating people based on skin color. Now they're trying to do it with vaccine. Oh, the FDA approved it. The FDA approved every drug that's ever been disapproved. Did you see the lawsuits? Have you taken so-and-so? Then you need to contact the law firm of do we beat them and how? You know, et cetera. They make it, the FDA. Oh, it's FDA approved now. Man, it's a joke. It's a joke. Anyway, there's a lot of news. But, let me give you a quick, interesting little sidebar on an email I got. So we sent out an email on Kiss My Mask, mask spelled M-A-S-S-K, and great project, you know, that we decided to launch because I say Kiss My Mask. A mask doesn't help you. If you want to get the shot, great. I understand people that want to get it. I would just tell you, if it were me, doctors should give a placebo. By the way, we have a story about a nurse that we're going to be talking about that she gave out the vaccine. We'll talk about that. But anyway, here's my point. If you want to get it, get it. But kiss my mask. But I get this letter from a guy who's like, you know, you're an effing moron. So he wrote me. That was the one line, the first line. You're an effing moron, blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm many things, but I'm not a moron. That I guarantee you. So he goes on to explain to me. I'm a former Republican who proudly supports Biden. Now, proudly supports Biden. And I'm thinking, sorry, unicorn. Yeti, Sasquatch, you're not fooling me. I know that's your buddy taking a picture of you in the Sasquatch outfit because that doesn't exist. A real Republican is not going to leave what Donald Trump has as a legacy and go support this demented fool. It just doesn't happen. No sane person could watch Biden doing what he's doing and be proud of it. I wish I knew what hospital. He's a doctor. This guy, at least he had it in there. He could be a Dr. Jill kind of doctor. You know what I mean? Finger quote doctor. I'm a doc, like Dr. J. But if he really is a doctor, I would like to find out where he works so I could tell people, stay away from this quack. Yeah, proud of what? What could you be proud of with Joe Biden? Seriously. You proud of his family life? You proud of a guy who left his family, essentially his wife tried to commit suicide and kill their daughter, almost killed the two boys, left them so devastated that Bo died of brain cancer, and the other one who survived is a crackhead who married his brother's widow and then screwed around on her with a prostitute who he got pregnant and doesn't pay child support on. Then he uses daddy in order to go get fat contracts over stuff he knows nothing about, makes porn videos, leaves them on his computer all over the place, is compromised in every country he's ever set foot in, has had a business with the Chinese top spy. Oh, yeah, that's Joe Biden's. That's just touching on his family life. Proud of what? Proud of a guy who spent almost five decades in politics, and he's considered the most stupid guy in politics, and he gets put into power by Democrats and accepts it? What are you proud of? A man who right now is begging a bunch of third world goat herders, please let my Americans get to the airport. Please don't do anything to them. Stop if they show you American passport. Please don't beat them up and kill them. Let me tell you what. I'm not going to call people out by name because all I got is his email address, and he doesn't have the guts to tell me who he is or where he works or whatever. But I told him, moron? You're the moron. I mean, I told him a lot more than that because I always make him hurt. I do. I made him hurt. Trust me. He didn't write back. But here's my litmus test on everything I talk about on this radio show. This is my litmus test. If we flip sides, change the protagonist and the antagonist. In other words, if I'm talking smack about Obama and you say, Kevin, would you say this about so-and-so? The answer is yes. If you are as feckless as baby black Jesus, I don't care who you are. It could be my grandmother, and I would be talking smack about her. I'd be, yeah, I love her to death, but my grandmother's crazy. She's fomenting, you know, race-related, a divisive country. She has no clue how to run an economy. I love her to death, but keep her away from your checkbook. See, right now, I will tell you this. If Trump were as incompetent as Joe Biden, if you flip the script and you put Trump in there, I'd be saying identically the same thing. That's the difference between us and them. I'm not going to lie to you. It is, oh, Kevin, Donald Trump did it, so that makes a difference. No, incompetence is incompetence. When you are a true, pragmatic, conservative Republican, the person who put Republican, I don't care what the names are. I don't even care what you got after your name. A D, an R, or an I, or nothing. Incompetence is incompetence. They cheated. We're winning in the battle of ideology. Sadly, this is not helping the world. Moral victories don't count in real life, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What do I find interesting about Carnival Cruise and 27 people on their cruise liner being infected with the Wu flu? 26 of them are their own people, their own employees. Only one of them was a guest. All 27 had been given the Wu flu poke. So all these super spreaders on a ship with 4,000 people, and the ones who are infected are those who got shots. By the way, well, welcome back, first of all. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. But they say this. On Carnival ships, guests are required to be fully vaccinated, though there are exemptions for children and people with medical issues. So here's what I'll say about our cruise. If we're going to take a cruise, if we decide to do it, I'm not getting vaccinated, so I would suggest we all either get our medical exemptions, or if you're vaccinated, fine, you can present your paperwork. But I'm not going to get it. So if that's a precursor to it, then we're not going to be able to do it, because I'm not getting on anybody's ship. But here's what I find interesting about it. So they require that everybody get the shot, because that's supposed to protect everybody. Then the very people who are the super spreaders are the people who get the shot, which is what we've already been talking about. We played that video of the doctor who said, when you get the shot, what it means is you're fighting off the virus and you don't even know it. So you're sloughing off. It's like your skin peeling, right? Or when you expel your air, you're pushing out germ that it's being fought. So you're pushing out the germ and the antibodies that are fighting the germ. But for somebody who doesn't have the shot, in theory, they could get it because you're sloughing off germ. You're a super spreader. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com's what you're listening to. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. So, you know, look, what's the CDC that said 74% of the people who were infected in Massachusetts are the ones who got the shot? That should tell you everything you need to know. They won't give you the numbers, of course, of the number dying after they get it. They say, no, it's a much less of an infection. Anyway, enough of that, because I want to move on to another subject. But if you're asking me what is my big beef with this, my big beef with this is, how are you going to stop? Oh, everybody's got to be vaccinated. Okay, everybody's vaccinated on your ship, 4,000 people, and still people are getting COVID, and probably others will get it. What are you going to do with concert venues? What are you going to do? Because I'm hearing now they're saying that you can't go to shop for groceries unless you get the shot. Well, I guess what is these DoorDash? Everybody's going to be buying their groceries by DoorDash because I'm not getting this shot. And as soon as it gets to the point of irritating, to the point, you know, where, you know, my life doesn't go the way I wanted to go, I'm suing. I'm telling you right now, I'll sue. I'm not rich, but I will be the one who says enough is enough. There's got to be somebody willing to stand up. And by the way, there are others. I saw this professor that sued because they wanted him to get the shot. I talked about that on the show. So, yeah, this is they're not fooling anybody here. And none of the data supports it. But I want to move on because I want to talk about, well, should we do this or should we go ahead and talk about this nurse? Yeah, you know what? The nurse thing's actually a better discussion because you know, we still are in the midst of all of this hoopla over this scam. And now people are talking about the mask again. I thought about the perfect mask for leftists. They should get a plastic bag and to make it really safe, you know, to put over their mouths, but to make it really safe, they put it over their entire head. And then they could put a garrote around their neck, so that way no bad air gets in or out, and then see how long it works. Anyway, there's a story about this nurse who gave fake Wu flu vaccines, and I think that's probably a better story to segue into, since we've already been talking about the Carnival Cruise thing. A German nurse is being investigated for allegedly injecting thousands of people with a placebo instead of the coronavirus vaccine. Be still, my heart. Bring, what's a good German name for a woman? I don't know. Wilhelm, Wilma? Bring Wilma to me. I love this woman. She's giving out placebos. Based on witness testimony, police investigator Peter Beer said there was a reasonable suspicion, I love how they write this, that the rogue medical professional had administered shots of saline solution to up to 8,600 patients who were slated to receive the COVID jab. Somebody give this woman is Florence freaking Nightingale. Somebody give this woman a badge of honor for saving lives. This was in Reuters. I am totally shocked by this episode, Sven Ambrosi, a local counselor said of the alarming switcheroo, which reportedly occurred in March and April in Friesland in northern Germany. It's unknown why the shot blocker, reportedly a Red Cross nurse, had injected people with blanks. I love that they call them blanks. However, she had reportedly broadcast anti-vax views on social media. Investigators reported, she's an anti-vaxxer. So, here's what I'd like to know. I'd like to know if the 8,600 patients who she gave this placebo to, how are they doing? Before you prosecute this babe, this Fräulein, I'd like to know how she's doing. I mean, how these people are doing. They go on to say this, and while the faux jab was harmless, it may have disproportionately affected elderly people who are at greater risk of Okay, it may have, but it may have not. In order to prevent casualties from the fake shots, authorities are imploring thousands of people to get a second jab. This woman saved lives. Look, I've been saying this. And they'll never do a study on it. They would be better off testing, like what this lady did, as a control group against those that get the actual shot and seeing who fares better. And you know why they will never do it? Because they know who would fare better. The people who didn't get the shot but maybe thought they did and said, hey, I'm good to go, they would be better off than the people who got the shot. Because we've already talked about people who get the shot and still get the disease. The District of Friesland will do everything possible to ensure that the affected people receive their vaccination as soon as possible. Look, if you're one of the people that signed up for this and you wanted to get a shot, fine. But I would ask those people, how have you felt? Have you, before you get the shot, the real one, you know, are you suffering? Says, unfortunately, the nurse isn't the first medical practitioner to express anti-vax views. In June, a Texas hospital suspended 178 employees for 2 weeks for refusing to get the coronavirus vaccine.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with private sector leaders to discuss modernizing U.S. infrastructure to handle cybersecurity threats. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying roughly 500,000 cybersecurity jobs around the United States remain unfilled. The withdrawal of American citizens and vulnerable Afghans from Afghanistan is continuing. This comes as the White House says it's still on track to meet President Biden's August 31st deadline to pull out the remaining American forces from the country. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, is no fan of the Biden administration's handling of the Afghanistan evacuations.
What is happening is just a dismantling of what we have had with our partners and allies to defend against this war on terror.
USA Radio News. Arguments in a trial over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' ban on mask mandates are ending. Jennifer Gillen, the parent of two children with special needs, says she's seen the stress wearing a mask puts on her kids.
I have to make the health care decisions for my children. That is my American right. Whenever given a chance, I stand for the flag. Put my hand on my heart because we have American men and women who have fought and died for our freedom.
DeSantis believing schools or school districts should not be putting in mask mandates. Rather, that choice should be left up to the parent to decide for their child. Former President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy will be reinstated after the Supreme Court refused a request from the Biden administration to block a lower court's ruling requiring that the policy be put back in place. The Supreme Court deciding that the Biden administration's appeal was unlikely to succeed on the merits of its claim. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to pivot back to Afghanistan and the ramifications of Afghanistan, again referencing Victor Davis Hanson. He wrote a piece that encapsulates how bad things really are, and he called, here's the way he described it. He says, a cognitively challenged Biden is pulled in every direction by left-wing politicos collecting their debts, by his own spite, by his trademark narcissism, and by his hatred of all things Trump. Almost everything Biden is trying to touched his turn to dross, which I don't know what dross is. You can look it up. But I think I know, I have a general idea because I say everything Biden touched turns to dung. All right. But he goes on. He describes the Afghan catastrophe in a way that that really describes the intellect of Victor Davis Hanson. But he says several months ago, Afghanistan was relatively quiet. About 10,000 vestigial NATO troops, including 2,500 Americans, anchored by the Bagram airfield. They were able to provide air superiority for the coalition and Afghan National Army. With air power, NATO forces, if and when they so wish, could have very slowly and gradually withdrawn all the remnants of its troops, but only after a prior departure of all American and European civilians, coalition contractors, and allied Afghans. And I say to people immediately, by the way, this is Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This is a decision that a fifth grader could have made. I know my own personal, you know, growth. And in the fifth grade, if you had said to me, Kevin, you gotta move everybody out. What do you want to do? You know, I would have said, well, let's make sure the military is there to protect everybody. Let's go ahead and, you know, start getting all of the necessary things together from a supply chain perspective to get everybody out. Let's make sure we leave no equipment behind. I could have told you this in the fifth grade. He goes on, Victor Davis Hanson, the transient calm abruptly imploded as soon as Joe Biden recklessly yanked all the U.S. troops out in a matter of days. I want to just try to get to the gist of this, but anyway, he says 3 weeks ago, Biden and a woke politicized Pentagon were assuring us that Afghanistan was stable. Now the country has reverted to its accustomed pre-modern theocratic medieval chaos. It will soon reopen as the world's pre-9/11 style terrorist haven and an arms mart of over $50 billion in abandoned U.S. military equipment. I just love that he called it an arms mart, you know, like a bazaar. Come for the shopping extravaganza. And he says, terrorists and nation state enemies can now shop for arms and train there without hindrance. The NATO coalition builder, Biden, also dry gulched his European allies, whose soldiers outnumbered our own. The humanitarian good old Joe from Scranton deprecated the thousands of Afghan military dead who had helped Americans. The families of the American fallen and wounded of two decades were all but told by Biden that the catastrophe in Kabul was inevitable. No other way but chaos and dishonor. Why did he not tell us this earlier when he was VP, so many dead and wounded ago? Get over it, was Biden's messaging subtext. If Americans want to hear the blame game, he told us scapegoat Barack Obama or all other prior presidents, or especially Donald Trump, or the intelligence agencies in the military, or the Afghan army, or we naifs who somehow think that things are a mess right now in Kabul, or anything and everyone but Joe Biden. Was Biden's idea simply to get the United States officially out of Afghanistan and let the abandoned 10,000-plus Americans manage as they can? Yikes. That was well written and very scathing. He says, was Biden angry over our 20-year presence and thinking the Afghans would deserve what followed? Was he so delusional that he really believed that the NATO forces could easily deter the Taliban with sanctimonious lectures from the NSA Jake Sullivan or Secretary of State Antony Blinken or Deputy Secretary of State Wendy R. Sherman? The latter is the former head of Emily's List and an architect of the Iran deal. So were she and others especially scarifying to naughty theocrats when they warned that they might lose their slot in the rules-based world order? Or did Biden believe the Taliban would be deterred by Sherman's exclamations, such as her ominous warning, "This is personal for me"? Wow, way to go, Victor. I love what he's saying here, but he's exactly right. So he goes on to talk about inflation. He says, in January, Biden inherited a rebounding economy that was fueled by a $1 trillion in stimulatory federal red ink. Given natural pent-up consumer demand, why did Biden need to print yet another trillion, seek to greenlight another $2 trillion for infrastructure, and raise even higher unemployment compensation to the point of discouraging employees to return to work? At the same time, he's alarmed employers with braggadocio threats that higher capital gains, income payroll, estate taxes are all on the way. More lockdowns only further eroded small businesses. The result was price inflation of all the stuff of life, homes, lumber, gas, food, appliances, as well as historic shortages of everything from cars and houses to the work of contractors and electricians. Any increase in wages due to labor shortages was soon erased by spirals in the consumer price index. So what was Biden thinking, or rather not thinking? By paying workers not to work, he would be evening out the ancient score with employers? Did workers need a vacation from the quarantine? Printing money was a way to spread the wealth and diminish what the rich possessed? Was a $2 trillion deficit and $30 trillion in aggregate debt a way of bragging to Trump that he doubled the Trump red ink in less than a year? Would he pile on more debt than both Barack Obama and George Bush in half the time? Wow, this is legit, man. This is Victor David Hansen on steroids. He's giving you this is the scoop. He goes on, he talks about the border disaster. Biden took a secure border along with increasingly legal-only immigration, then destroyed both. He stopped construction of the border wall, encouraged and expected 2 million illegal entries over the current fiscal year, promised amnesties, and resumed catch and release. He did all that at a time of a pandemic, exempting illegal aliens from all the requirements of COVID testing and mass vaccinations that he had hectored his own citizens about getting. With planned mass amnesties and millions more invited to cross illegally in the next 3 years, was Biden seeking to found a new American nation within the now passé old American nation? I feel like I'm on Vinny, my cousin Vinny. Those magic beans? Man, this is such gross incompetence, I can't help but chuckle. Man, look, if you voted for Biden and that's your level of incompetence, dude, have at it. But I'm sorry. That dude is I'm not even sorry. He's a maniac. And anybody that voted for him, as far as I'm concerned, you're an idiot. Sorry. Look, I got to tell you, it's tough love. Somebody's got to do it. I'm not going to apologize for giving you tough love. He said, did he believe that Americans did not deserve their citizenship and newcomers from south of the border were somehow more worthy? Did he see the 2 million new residents as instant voters under new relaxed rules of balloting? Did he think in a labor-deprived economy they would supply nannies, gardeners, and cooks to bi-coastal elites? We strain to imagine any explanation because there is no logic to any of it. I'm covering this article by Victor Davis Hanson. Why? Because he goes into all the ramifications of Biden's policies, not just Afghanistan. And I've been preaching that Afghanistan is a microcosm of the big picture of Joe Biden, a failure at every level. No planning, no preparation, strictly vendettas. An idiot. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, by the way, folks. Davis Hanson goes on to talk about Biden's energy insufficiency, and he says Biden did his best in just 7 months to explode the idea of American self-sufficiency in natural gas and oil, canceled the Keystone Pipeline, froze new federal energy leases, put the Anwar oil field off limits, and warned frackers their end of their days were near. So what drove Biden? Did he object to that motorists were saving too many billions of dollars per year and decreased commuting costs? Or was the rub that we had slashed too many imports of oil from the volatile Middle East and no longer would launch preemptive wars? Or perhaps the transition to clean natural gas instead of coal as a fuel for power generation had too radically curtailed carbon emissions? Did Biden feel the Middle East producers, the Russians, when the Venezuelans could better protect the planet while extracting oil and gas than American drillers? Keep in mind, Biden had to go to the OPEC nations and say, will you please bring more oil? We need more oil. We were energy independent, folks, less than a year ago. Holy cow. Davis Hanson goes on to explain the race calamity. Biden blew up race relations by greenlighting the new hunt for the mythical whiteness monster. Were a few buffoonish white rioters who stormed the Capitol the tip of the spear of the previously unknown massive white supremacy movement, the most dangerous, he swore, since the Civil War? I'm not going to keep reading this, but I'm just going to tell you this. Joe Biden plays with race the way a child would play with dynamite and matches. He doesn't care. Trying to solve problems is the least of Biden's worries, particularly as it pertains to race. When we come back, we're going to talk about the crime explosion and some other areas where Afghanistan impacts us in ways you maybe haven't thought about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
here now to help us understand all these questions and to look ahead to where this crisis may go next is retired U.S. Army General Don Bolduc, who served 10 tours in Afghanistan. General, your thoughts. I mean, let's look at the immediate situation there. I mean, do you agree that this could turn into a really, really big and problematic hostage situation, as some have saying, which will require more troops to be going in, blowing past the president's deadline of August the 31st, getting us more enmeshed in Afghanistan? What do you think?
I think that obviously this is an unmitigated disaster of unbelievable geopolitical consequences. There is no doubt this is already a hostage situation. I've operated in Kabul, every area in Afghanistan. I know it intimately, as do the men and women that served with me. And there is no way you're going to get to the Kabul airport safely under the conditions that have been established by the strategy and policy of this withdrawal. You're not going to get folks from Kandahar that we need to get up there, because that's 484 kilometers. Think about it.
Exactly.
You don't want them to to shelter in place, because that makes them a stationary target. So this is an unmitigated disaster. Hostages are already being taken. They're already being killed. And the next step is to go in there and seize all the airfields across Afghanistan, create a safe corridor, go out and get our citizens, our allies, our Afghans, and bring them back. Taliban's going to run. Al-Qaeda's going to run. They can't face us. But this is probably 6 to 8 months of additional time added to the timeline, in my opinion.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. General Don Bolduc. Unmitigated disaster, hostages being taken. I said this already. I said, if you were the Taliban, you would be an idiot not to be rounding up people from all areas of the world and keeping them hostage as all these other people try to get control of the situation. You'd be crazy not to. That way you'd have negotiation room with everybody. Oh, no, they're not hostages. They didn't want to go. They did not want to go. We challenged them to go. We offered them to go. They said, no, we do not want to go. It's been called a massive F-up by different people. Not me. I agree, by the way. Anyway, he says 6 to 8 months can be added to the timeline. I think that's being judicious. Biden's already extended it. What's he going to do? He had to. How's he going to get these people out? If he was going to stick to the August 31st timeline, he's got days to get everybody out. They don't even know how many people are there. But I want to come back and talk more about Victor Davis Hanson and what he's talking about, because these are the things that what you're seeing in Afghanistan, Kabul, Kandahar, etc., around the globe, is exactly what Joe Biden creates: chaos, anarchy, etc. So Victor Davis Hanson talks about the crime explosion. He says, after Biden entered office, violent crimes from the embers of 120 days of mostly unpunished looting, arson, and organized violence in the streets of America's major cities during the summer of 2020. Under Biden, jails were emptied. Federal attorneys and emulative local DAs, I hate when they use words that you don't need, emulative local DAs exempted offenders. Police were defamed and defunded. Punishing crime was considered a racist construct. The result is that Americans now avoid the Dodge City downtowns of most of America's crime-ridden blue cities. They accept that any urban pedestrian, any driver after hours, any commuter on a bus or subway can be assaulted, robbed, beaten, raped, or shot without any assurance that the media will fairly report the crime or that the criminal justice system will punish the perpetrators. In Biden's America, looters prance in the drugstores, walk out with shopping bags full of stuff under the terrified gaze of security guards, and guesstimate at least that they did not steal more than $950 of loot. Was Biden's plan to let people redistribute their ill-gotten gains, or was he convinced that this disproportionate criminal activity was karmic payback or penance for the death of George Floyd? Did he really believe that we were too far over police? Did he believe that the general public should experience at least the crime of the inner city to ensure equality and inclusion? So why does Biden so willfully exercise destructive touch that blows up anything he taps? And he offers some theories. Five parts of the theories. Biden is non compos mentis. In other words, he's an idiot. He has no idea what he's doing. But to his degree, to the degree that he is alert, Biden listens, sort of. Not only to the last person with whom he talks. And then he takes a nap. When Afghanistan blows up or inflation roars or the border becomes an entry door, his eyes open and he becomes bewildered and snarly like an irritable and snappy Bruce Dern waking up in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I'm just going to stop there and say Biden is an idiot. He's just a flat out idiot. And he doesn't know what he's doing. Handlers are telling him what to do. You're lucky to get 5 hours of clear thinking Biden. You're lucky if you get that. I bet it's not more than 2 hours. So anyway, that's theory number one. He says, or is Biden a rank opportunist, thinking he will ride woke leftism as the country's new trajectory? He resents his prior subservience to Obama and now feels he can trump past signature leftist administrations as the one true and only socialist revolutionary. He's not so much the manipulated as the manipulator. See, this is where I disagree with Victor. Biden would have to be able to think in order to make that happen. He goes on. He fantasizes himself as a hands-on, dynamic leader who bites at reporters, snaps from the podium, and issues his customary interjections. He's therefore in command for 4 or 5 hours a day. Like I said, maybe 2 at the most. He enjoys acting more radical than Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, or the Squad, and especially being far more left-wing than his old and now passé boss, Barack Obama. Joe is in control, and that explains the dross touch. For the first time in his life, such an incompetent has complete freedom to be powerfully incompetent. He says Biden is then not demented as much as delusionally running things. Could be. I think he's both. He says, number three, Biden is unfortunate with what he always was, a rather mean-spirited plagiarist, liar, nihilist, from his Clarence Thomas character assassination, infamy, and Tara Reid groping to his foul racist talk and his monumental habitual grifting. His disasters are the same old Biden trademark, performance art screw-ups. Biden likes the idea of conservative outrage, of chaos, of barking at everyone all the time. Biden accepts that no omelets can be made without broken eggs and sort of enjoys screwing up things, as Robert Gates and Barack Obama both warned. Wokening, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, encouraging hundreds of thousands of poor across the border and abandoning our NATO allies in Afghanistan. Who cares when tough guy, brash talking Joe on the move jumbles stuff up? The disasters in the economy, foreign policy, crime, energy, race relations. Biden is just shaking things up, stirring the pot, baiting people to watch Mr. Come On Man in action as he blusters and preens and leaves a trail of destruction in his wake. Could be. And he goes on. Number four, Biden is nothing much at all. He's just a cardboard cutout of a garden variety Democrat Party hack who is against everything conservatives are for. He assumes that he will undo all that Trump did. On the theory, it is simple and easy for him in his lazy senior moments. And he's tired anyway of thinking much beyond such Pavlovian rejectionism. A closed border is bad. Presto, open borders are good. Improving race relations is bad. Deteriorating relations must be good. Energy independence, bad. Dependency, good. Biden works on autopilot in his minimalist day job. Just cancel anything that Trump did and worry about nothing about the effects on the American people. Finally, number five. Biden is a hostage of both the left and Hunter Biden. His task is to ram down a hard left agenda in the fashion of a torpedo that itself blows up when it hits the target. The left ensured the base would not bolt in 2020, so he owes them. Biden more or less signed his presidency over to the Squad, Nancy Pelosi, Bernie Sanders, and the Obama holdovers. They hand him a script. He tries to read it. They follow up with the details, and he says, he is the old Star Trek's tottering John Gill. I don't know who that is, so I don't know the reference. Anyway, you get the picture. He's giving you ideas about Biden, and what he's effectively saying is what you're witnessing in Afghanistan is Biden on steroids. You don't get to see it as much as you'd like because stateside, all those people cover for him. But the world has to watch this situation in Kabul, and that's a problem for the Democrats.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.